Many of us have experienced the friend zone. In fact, I would genuinely argue that a lot of women have experienced the friend zone, even though the friend zone is a term that's usually used to describe a man who is in this attic where, you know, the woman he's trying to pursue is always constantly treating him as though he were a friend. And the conversation, whatever conversation you have with her, will always exist within that context. It'll never change. Now, that was me delving a bit into defining what the friend zone is. But I feel like we do need to define it even further so that we are all on the same page as to what is being friend zoned and what isn't. Because a lot of people will lead you to believing that you're friend zoned, whereas you simply just have a friend and you should accept that person as a friend. And I have this new term that I often use where I feel like we need to start normalizing the friend zone, right? And understanding that there's great value in having someone who is of the opposite sex as a friend or as a network. There was a time when this was very taboo, when male and females being friends was just a very taboo thing. And there's a degree to which I believe it should remain that way, that if you're friends with someone who is of the opposite sex, there are just certain things you cannot do with each other simply because of the dynamics that exist, right? And the fact that you just want to respect each other's partners, if you do have partners, or the fact that this person will have a partner somewhere down the line. But let's define what the friend zone is and understand it accurately to some degree or to some extent. So the friend zone exists if you are interested in a person and that person constantly treats you or has conversations with you within the context of a friendship, but you would like it to become something more, but that person just simply isn't allowing it to be so. Right? They simply refusing to allow it to be so. And it might be for many different reasons. And we'll get into some of those reasons. But for now, I just want us to understand that just because you're friends with a guy or you're friends with a girl, it doesn't mean that you've been friend zoned. You know, sometimes there are people who make it seem as though every pretty girl in your life needs to be a potential partner. That is very wrong thinking. It's a very wrong way of thinking. And it doesn't add value to you as a human being. And also, it teaches you to not think in terms of what are other ways in which value can be added to me. There's friendships, and friendship contexts add a lot of value, even within the case of it being of the opposite sex. If you are friends with a woman, there are certain advantages that come with that, and vice versa. If a woman is a friend with a man, there's a certain value that man can add within that context. Of course, I am saying all of this with the assumption that you understand that there are certain lines you cannot cross and should not even consider crossing when you are in a friendship context with someone, especially if they've made it clear, right? So, first of all, we need to understand that the friend zone exists if you are pursuing someone and they quickly and always, even when you try to bring a romantic conversation up with them, they quickly divert that conversation into this context or move that conversation into the friendship context, you know, calling you my brother or a guy calling you, ach man, we're like sisters. You know, that's when you know that you've been placed in the friend zone. Now, one thing I want to say about it is this. The friend zone is not necessarily a bad place. And we'll get to that. Because firstly, we need to acknowledge that it is a painful place to be in when someone who you were truly interested in earnestly places you there. Right? It is a very, very important thing for us to acknowledge that the friend zone is a place that not many of us want to find ourselves in when the person who has placed us there is someone whom we're actually interested in, someone whom we'd like to pursue. And it's a very complicated space to be in because even though at times you can discern that you've been placed in the friend zone, now you need to ask yourself and discern whether if you try and get out of the friend zone, are you pushing too hard? Are you maybe not respecting this person's wishes? Now, I will say this. If someone explicitly says to you that we're friends and I appreciate our friendship, it's okay. Stay in the friend zone. in that instance, then you don't have to worry about whether I should ever get out. And the best thing you can do is to actually just approach a person and say, listen, I understand that you and I have a friendship and I respect it. And I would like to continue that friendship. But I do need to ask, because for me, I feel as though I would like to be more than friends. Are you willing to explore that? If they're not willing to explore that, don't throw a tantrum and throw away a friendship. This is an important thing to especially advise you young men on. Guys, we need to have this conversation where we need to understand that a woman saying that they prefer to rather be your friend doesn't mean that they don't value you as a human being. And you need to understand that there are more ways in which you can add value to a person's life apart from you being romantically involved with them. And especially the fact that they can add value to you in ways that don't need them to be romantically involved with you. That's a very, very important a way of thinking that we need to remind ourselves of, right? And another thing I want to say to young women is the fact that the friend zone is an experience that is worsened and is felt at a greater level by men. This doesn't mean that women don't experience it, but we need to understand that there are experiences that young women go through that are unique to them, that men will never understand or experience to the same degree, and vice versa. Men go through certain things, and those experiences are unique to men. And women, even though women do experience them, they will never experience them to as the same degree and to the same level of depth. And not to mention the fact that you'll often find more men experience those things than women, and vice versa for the things that women experience. And then there are things that women go through that men will just never, ever, ever experience, you know, like childbearing, conceiving a child, giving birth, going through labor. We can name those things by, you know, the dozens, because there's so many of them. And then men also have such experiences as well that women will just never go through, right? Certain experiences that we carry on our shoulders, you know, like the burden of having to, in certain cultural contexts, raise lobola or dowry in order to go to a woman's family and actually ask for her hand in marriage and ask for them to give you that opportunity to pay that dowry and lobola. So those are very unique experiences, and the experience of actually going to ask out a woman. A lot of women don't experience that, and I'm happy for them that they don't experience that. I don't think that it's they're cowards for not doing it. I do know that a lot of women do need to throw a lot of hints before some men catch attention. That's a very important thing to acknowledge. Now, coming back to the conversation about the friend zone, the first thing I want to make clear is that the friend zone is not a bad place to be. There are certain friendships that I've had for over a decade now, female friends of mine who have added so much value to my life. We've prayed together. We've built business ideas together. We've gone out camping with them and other friends. We've, you know, had certain conversations. They've given me advice and I've given them advice. And it's added so much value to my life. And I'm pretty sure that I've added value to their lives. So it's very important for us to first of all begin this conversation that whether you're a woman or a man, understand that being in the friend zone is not necessarily a bad thing. It's painted as a bad thing in popular culture. If you're watching TV, guys get laughed at for being put in the friend zone. And it's especially believed that if a woman is pretty and you are friend zoned by her, then you're a loser. She should have some, that she should have some interest in you. That is what a lot of men, young men, are taught and are raised to believe. And that is a very flawed way of thinking of your relationship with the opposite sex, right? It's a very flawed way of thinking of your relationship with women, that they should have some degree of interest in you. But of course, if you're raised in that context, it'll be very difficult for you to think differently then, right? And I love the idea of exploring that concept of normalizing the friend zone. I think it would liberate a lot of men and help them understand that they are valuable beyond just being boyfriends and potential partners. There's a lot of value you can bring to the table through friendship. You know, there are friendship groups that help women get to work safely without, you know, without them feeling any insecurity. I remember hearing a story of a woman who had was supposed to wait for the bus. I think late at night, the bus had arrived late, and she was supposed to go to work. And this wife was looking at her through the window, and she said to her husband, listen, go and stand with her outside just so that she feels safe until her bus actually arrives. And the guy did so, went outside, stood with her and said, listen, I don't want you to feel unsafe. So he stood at a distance. I'm just going to stand here until the bus arrives. So I also don't want to make you feel comfortable. That's why I'm standing at a distance. As soon as your bus arrives, I'll go back into the house. My wife said I should stand here with you. So you can imagine how much gratitude that woman felt just having a male standing outside with her to make sure that she arrives at work safe and alive. That's a very interesting way of thinking of ourselves as men, that those strengths that God gave us, our biological strengths, can actually add value in other contexts apart from people just being our partners and spouses. That's something to think about, wouldn't you say?
With February being the month of love, our theme for this discussion this weekend is navigating the friend zone. Is being in the friend zone really that bad? So let's just first, before we clarify, like any legal contract, we need to explain the terms that are being used, and then we can actually see if it's you and I agree on what we are being said. So the friend zone is when you are in love with someone, a boy or a girl, and they just say that you are brothers in Christ or sisters in Christ or whatever the case might be, and she sees you as a brother, and so she sees you as a friend. So you're in the friend zone. In other words, you're in the, it's actually used to be a football term, the zone. You're in the friend zone. In other words, you will be a friend and you will never be more than friends in that specific relationship. In other words, the relationship won't move from being friendship into a romantic relationship. Now, the question that is asked is navigating the friend zone. Is it really that bad? If you are single, which is obviously the only thing that you should be when we're having this discussion, the friend zone, I must be totally honest with you, is not that bad. If you are in the friend zone, if you have a lady friend, if you have a girlfriend or a friend of the opposite gender and you are being friends, it is way better than not having one at all. And that's the main reason I want to say that the friend zone is not that bad. Enjoy the friend zone, being part of the friend zone, because you are enjoying certain aspects of a relationship that people that aren't in the relationship won't be able to experience and they won't be able to grasp. I used to enjoy being in the friend zone. Not always, I must be honest. There were times that it's terrible and you felt saddened by it. But you're in this friend zone and you still get to spend quality time with this specific person. You are in a relationship in which there's no physical, there's no sex involved, so you don't have to worry about that because you know you're not going to have sex, which you shouldn't have if you're not married. Let's just put that out there. But you know you can just spend quality time with this person without having to worry whether this thing is going to go south or not. Not without having to worry whether your friendship will last the test of time, whether she will dump you or not, and are you able to have an argument and then walk away and be fine from it. That is the best part and the best thing about being in the friend zone. The other thing that's great about being in the friend zone, that I personally feel is great about being in the friend zone, you are able to be taught what respect or what matters most, rather, for people of the opposite gender. You always, I'm a man, so I always had guy friends, and we had the bro code and all that. And we had a certain understanding of girls want men to open doors for them. For instance, girls want men to woo them, and they want them to have respect for their parents, or whatever the case might be. Then you get a friend, a lady friend, a girlfriend, and you're in the friend zone with that person. And then you realize, like, listen, this person actually gives you a glimpse into their mental well-being, into their philosophical view on life. And you realize that the way that you thought they think aren't necessarily the way that they actually do think. They either think less of themselves or they think a lot more of themselves sometimes, right? You sit there and you're thinking like this, my physical appearance is very important to girls. They need a guy that got this chiseled body and he's not overweight and he's spending time in the gym and he's well tanned. And then you get the girl and you're starting, or you're in the friend zone, and then she actually tells you, like, listen, that's not at all what we're looking for. We want someone that's got a good sense of humor, someone that's confident, someone that's not arrogant, someone that's willing to obviously protect you if it needs be. And those are the type of discussions that you can have with someone when you're in the friend zone, which you would not have had have you not been in the friend zone, right? Your friend who's placing you in the friend zone or with whom you are sharing the friend zone is able to guide you and teach you things about romantic relationships and important aspects of romantic relationships, which is free schooling. Get this, which is free schooling. You don't have to pay tuition fees or registration fees. You're actually being benefited knowledge of the person of the opposite gender, persons of the opposite sex than what you are, and you're actually gaining, you're benefiting that knowledge and their experiences, and you're actually having a good time at it as well, because you're spending time with someone that you want to spend time with, right? The bad part of the friend zone is the following: is if you really start falling for this girl and then she starts dating someone else, and then the relationship no longer works. The moment that someone is dating someone, a person is dating someone else, they are not allowed to have friends of the opposite gender in the friend zone. That is my way of thinking it, because that role, hopefully if you are dating someone, you're not dating just merely for the fact of dating, you're dating because you want to get into a marriage relationship, right? Then you are no longer allowed to have people in the friend zone. If you are married, if you are engaged, if you are in a serious relationship, the only person of the opposite gender that has got any say in your life is your actual boyfriend or girlfriend. You are not allowed to string other people around, because that is untruthful, I firmly believe, not only to them but to yourself as well as the partner that you are currently dating. If you are currently in the friend zone, enjoy it. It's going to be great, and one day when you're happily married, you're going to look back at it and say, I've learned so much from being in the friend zone.